Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's hope you're having a great Saturday. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson from the Johnson Smith team. We're from Indy Realty, and we're also with Don Geisler, who is the designated broker for Indy Realty, also the owner of Indy Realty. So we're here today to talk a little bit about the NAR settlement because it's finally, the changes and rules are finally taking in effect. And I've noticed that when I woke up this morning, the sun still rose.
Yep, the sun still rose. Everything's been actually pretty smooth. Uh-huh. I mean, sort of the nice thing is that we had a lot of lead time, you know, to deal with changes in forms, processes, and procedures. We have, you know, trained and learned and studied for many months in advance.
Yes.
And, you know, the forms, the new form updates rolled out on time. So, you know, thank you to AAR and all the hard work that they do. And thank you to MLS for all the hard work that they do. And things were pretty smooth. And so, sure enough, lots of calls this week regarding the new forms, the new processes, and lots of calls in the context of there's lots of transactions going on out there. And so people are calling for guidance for, you know, saying, hey, how should we operate this, that? And so it's good. It's been good. The sun most certainly did come up.
Yeah, I asked at at our weekly sales meeting, did anyone else feel like you just survived Y2K, that anxiety that we had of will the computer stop working and all that? It felt similar, but just on a smaller scale because, you know, we'd be delayed maybe a day, but we wouldn't lose information. So no, it was right. It was kind of a sense of relief for me that everything did get uploaded on time and that really not a huge change at this point, you know, just kind of a little extra legwork.
A little extra legwork and, you know, the conversations that we have and the way that we position buying and selling a house and the discussions that we have with buyers and sellers,
yeah,
you know, have just, again, become more transparent. I think that we have always been very transparent. I think it's worth saying again that we at Indy Realty and, you know, lots of the great companies in Tucson that we, you know, cooperate with, do business with, they've been using buyer broker agreements in this market for years and years. And so it's not the shock that has been experienced in a lot of places in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had excellent buyer broker agreements before. They're excellent now. There's a different phraseology, different terminology. We address things in a more compartmentalized fashion.
Right.
You know, so I think that everything is very transparent. And, you know, what I'm seeing so far, and we're just, you know, 1 week into this, is what I thought would happen was that no matter what happens in our industry, buyers still want to buy houses and sellers still want to sell houses, and
correct,
we're here to assist.
Yeah, Don.
We've actually put two listings on the market over the weekend, and so my conversations with sellers have been positive. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the sellers understand that they don't have to offer the compensation to the buyer's agent, but they also know that they don't want to be sitting on the market.
Right.
And so they've totally got that we don't want to place another barrier in front of buyers. And so far the sellers I've talked to have kind of been pretty, you know, go with the flow and mm-hmm. understanding that even if they don't offer that compensation, mm-hmm. that they may be asked for it in an offer. So let's just get the biggest buyer pool we can.
Yeah, and I want to jump on real quick, you know, something that you're saying is that, you know, it is a seller's right to not offer that sort of compensation if they choose to. And that does not mean that agents are not going to show the house. You know, agents are and realtors, right, are still going to show that property. It's just, you know, potentially,
it's affordability.
It's an affordability issue for, you know, for buyers. But I had a great conversation with another broker owner yesterday, and you know, we were just kind of chatting, you know, and there are sellers out there, like new construction sellers might offer, you know, extra compensation and bonuses and stuff like that, and it's literally because they want more eyeballs, more traffic, you know, through their listings. And then that applies to conversations with sellers, is
right,
you're competing. You know, when you're trying to sell your house, you are competing with this new construction, you know, and they see the value, you know, in in giving the buyers a little bit of relief, because the buyers are coming in with down payments and closing costs. And,
right.
You know, buyers are putting out a pretty large chunk of liquid, you know, funds at the time. Mm-hmm. And so taking that particular burden off of them just in some ways may make your what you're offering for sale more palatable for them, more attractive for them.
Sure. And you mentioned the new construction, depending on how their inventory is and what their fiscal year is, we can see some pretty good incentives for a buyer. And yeah, that is your competition.
There is, and there's so much variance out there. You know, mm-hmm. there's, you know, what we've always seen, though. I just feel like we need to reiterate that we've always seen, you know, extremely variable, you know, compensation out there.
Right.
It's always been negotiable. There's always been listings with anything, you know, from not offering any compensation to all up until, you know, offering whatever they feel like they want to. So
yes.
There's always been a lot of variance out there. There's just some scrutiny on it now, more attention on it. And it's been a very fun week just seeing how much activity is out there and how excited people are to move forward.
I think the most important thing is that Indy worked really hard to prepare ourselves for the transition. And it was seamless. It was seamless in, among our brokerage. And to me, it just makes sure that more conversations up front now. That's all. You'll have a lot more conversation up front, what makes us much more comfortable when we move forward after that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm a sort of person that I'm always playing stuff forward. And change, like I honestly accept that change is part of life every single day. So change doesn't ever scare me. I just kind of sit down and say, okay, this is going to be the new process. Here, high level. So then when the rubber hits the road on the street, what do we need to do specifically on a step-by-step basis to make this program successful? And so, yeah, like you said, Raymond, we've been working on it for months and months, and we felt pretty comfortable when the rollout came.
Yeah, I see you brought stats with you today. Are you seeing any trends that you weren't expecting?
I'm not seeing trends that I'm not expecting. Our sales are staying fairly consistent with last year,
uh-huh.
You know, a shade down. Now, so the past 2 years, we've seen sales dropped from the 2020, 2021, and it mm-hmm. kind of alarmed everybody. But they're pretty stable right now. They're down, you know, actual sales what month is this? August, for July, are down just a little bit, 2% from the previous year. You know, so things are pretty stable right now. Your days on market are increased,
okay.
And the amount of inventory has increased. You know, so again, it's important to, when you're listing a house for sale, you know, the house has to look great. It has to be right. Your pricing has to be spot on and compelling to entice a buyer to make a move.
And our average or median days on market, I think we were looking at just under 60.
For the existing listing inventory out there,
mm-hmm.
it ranges from, you know, but in the 50s mm-hmm. as a median and 80 as an average, and there's just a lot of different ways to look at the reports, but for the rolling 12 average in this past month, it's 27, which is up 13 from the prior year, so that's almost doubled. So that means the rolling 12 average has changed almost double.
You're listening awesome. To the I Am Real Estate Show. We're here with Don Geisler, who is the designated broker for ND Realty. Give me your number real quick, Don.
520-869-2376. That's me.
Hi, you're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show. We'll say thanks for staying with us. You're here with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. And we have a great guest with us today. We have the owner of the White Stallion Ranch, Russell True. How you doing, sir?
Oh, great. Super to be here.
So we know... We've been there a couple of times, and the one thing we realized, I've been here since 1996 and didn't even know about the White Stallion Ranch. My wife, since she's been here since 96.
And yeah, and until we were given a gift of a stay, we didn't even know you existed.
Yeah. So worst marketers in the valley.
So we wanted to make sure that we gave you a chance today and talk a little bit how great that place is. We have nothing but great things to say about both stays we had there. So let's start about from when was the White Stallion Ranch started?
Well, it depends on, you know, how you define started. So, you know, like as you said, you didn't know we were there, and we hear that way too often. and yet we've been there a really long time. The cattle ranch started around 1900.
Okay.
And then dude ranching was added, which is really just tourism at a ranch, in 1945. So we're coming up 80 years of dude ranching.
Wow.
And at that same year, our family will have been there 60 of those 80.
Wow.
Wow.
That was like, was that a thing that long long ago, or did you guys start the whole dude ranch experience?
Oh, no, not at all. So in 1945, they were in the Tucson area, which was called and was in reality the dude ranch capital of the world.
Wow.
There were, at one time or another, 127 dude ranches in the Tucson area. Yeah, of 338 in the entire state. And so probably in the 40s when they joined, I'm going to say there were at least 50 dude ranches within an hour of Tucson.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. No, it was a big deal here.
We talked about saying we didn't know about it. Tell everybody where you're located at.
So we're just on the north boundary. In fact, we have 2 miles of common fence with the Saguaro National Park west. So we're just west of the Tucson Mountains on Twin Peaks Road, in unincorporated Pima County next to Marana.
How much land do you have?
We have about 3,000 acres, about 4.5 square miles.
I thought you could say 3 acres.
Well, it could be. 3 acres could be a lot.
That
some
could be
places.
Just the resort.
Yeah.
So you guys actually are a working ranch, and I know when we were staying there, we were able to take in a rodeo.
Right. So we are working ranch, and while that's a small part of our financial reality, it's a huge part of who and what we think we are.
Uh-huh.
So the cattle still are out there, and I'm sure when you were out riding, you saw the cattle, the cows, the calves, and we use them in our weekly rodeo. And so we hold tightly to all that real ranch tradition, and, uh-huh. and it's something we enjoy.
We actually had the best time. The first time we came, we brought one of our grandchildren with us, and she was able to go on a pony ride. But I'm telling you, that was no pony.
Yeah, that
she
is
was
no pony.
Sitting on. You can call that a pony ride all day long. That was no pony. I was quite surprised when we walked out and we saw this horse that was huge.
Full size.
yeah. So, because, you know, when you think of the little kitty,
sure,
you know, pony,
absolutely,
things that are at events. And so she had the best time and really was quite a memorable weekend for her.
Sure.
And so you
How
have
old?
A, she's five.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think she was actually 4.5 when we took her out there.
Yeah, she was, but she had the best time. That's all she talks about. I'm the best grandpa now, man, ever, man. And she tells everybody how great I am. I'm like, yeah, I don't mind.
Well, now you got to bring her back, because five, they can ride their own horse. They don't have to be led around.
Oh, man, don't tell her that.
Yeah, don't tell her. I don't know if mom and dad are going to be okay.
She'll be down here next month. The one thing we have is that resort property. How big is the resort on the property?
You mean sort of where are all the improvements?
No, this where the hotel is, and all the different amenities.
Yeah, probably
you have.
About 20 acres.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we have 44 rooms, and, you know, for a little business, we've got a lot of facilities with tennis courts, full court basketball, petting zoo, full spa. We have a game room, movie theater, you know, and the rooms aren't, you know, condensed in like a hotel would.
Right.
It's a ranch, so they're in separate buildings and scattered, you know, all within walking distance. But yeah, it's meant to be a ranch, and it looks and feels like one.
It does. We, you know, one of the things based on our experience, when you call in, you know, there's a lot of questions about who's coming with you, and they want to make sure that they're matching you to a room that really fits your family's needs.
Sure.
And so I know this last trip that we made, we brought our grandkids, not the one who'd been before, but we had two of our grandkids with us. Basically, their mom said, can you watch them for a few days? And we go into panic mode, like, what are we going to do for 2 days? So, you know, we do the Chuck E. Cheese thing, and then we ended up taking them out to the White Stallion Ranch, and thought that that was a survival technique for us, and it worked beautifully. But they really did match the room to the fact that there were two children. They set us up in a two-room.
Right. family suite.
It was. And
very well done too, man. It's just, you still get your privacy. You can have the kids in one room and they have you in the other room. It's not like a regular hotel where you got two separate beds in different places. It was really well done. And we just felt so great. And knowing that they can sleep and they don't have to hear them crying and making all that noise when they do in the middle of the night. it was a pretty cool idea what you guys have. And you said you have 44 rooms?
Yeah, we have, which makes us actually, ironically, a big dude ranch, but a small property in terms of hospitality.
And I can tell everyone, all the rooms, every room is walking distance everywhere, every facility you have, every amenity they have there, you can get there. How long have you had the spa? Has that been a couple of years? We just don't remember the spa. Maybe we just didn't go when we went the first time last year.
Well, it's like everything we do, you know, we move like glaciers. So we, you know, 30 years ago, we added massage. So the massage therapist would take her portable table and go into the room and give you a massage. And then when that hit, pretty popular. Then, you know, we dedicated a room and put in a regular hydraulic table. And then when that got, you know, well, what about a skin treatment? And what about the hot stone thing? And so, you know, we try not to get out ahead of ourselves. You know? So we just slowly, and it took us a long time to design the building. It includes a sauna, two treatment rooms, and pretty, for a small property like ours, pretty darn nice exercise room with weights and all the machines. So it took a while to get that just exactly the way we wanted it, with the big windows looking at the mountains and the right kind of art and the right feel. And so now somebody say, oh, how's the spa? We say, oh, well, we don't have a spa. We have some massage and some other stuff. Well, I guess now we have a spa.
That's pretty cool. One thing also I noticed is that you have a pool, you have a jacuzzi. Is it a jacuzzi or steam room?
Hot tub. A hot tub, yeah. Indoors.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And everything is just so close to everything. I mean, it's just amazing. What I do like is that room that had a pool table. It also had, I'm thinking, a big chessboard where you can sit there and play chess while you're sitting there relaxing and having a couple of cocktails.
Right, yeah. So that's the main lodge. So there's a pool room and a full bar, and our bar's kind of old school dude ranch, so we have a full liquor list, full wine, beer, but we don't have a bartender, so guests make their own drinks. They'll buy a little bottle or a big bottle, whatever they want, and the big chessboard and the whole room's available.
We're here with Russell True, the owner of White Stallion Ranch. We'll be back on the third segment with him. And we're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're here with the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. And we're here with the owner of the White Stallion Ranch, Russell True.
Yeah, we were talking about how we had been out at the ranch and just absolutely had the best time. But you guys do more than just a hotel stay or a ranch experience. Let's talk about some of the things that people can do while they're at the White Stallion Ranch.
Right. So dude ranches are, you know, they're always about horses. And we think we have as varied a riding program as anywhere. We do everything from the cattle experiences, which are sorting slow and penning fast. And we do all day rides into the national park, our neighbor. And we do slow and fast, scenic. We do wine and cheese, beer and Cheetos. So the ride list is pretty varied, and everybody can find a ride that works for them. Experienced, beginner, doesn't matter.
You do bikes.
So we also do, and several years ago, we made the decision to sort of broaden the appeal, and not everybody wants to ride a horse. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, lots of families, we do a lot of non-family business, but if you're in a family, maybe not everybody has the same interests. So maybe dad would rather ride an e-bike or shoot a gun or do rock climbing or something. So we added several things, and e-bikes are one. We have a variety of shooting. We have 22s. We have 45s. We use replica rifles from a movie that was shot at the ranch, Winchester 73, which was titled after the gun that the movie was all about. And we have an actual replica of that gun that we had custom made. So people can shoot that. They can shoot a replica of Wyatt Earp's and Doc Holliday's 45s. We shoot black powder. We do archery, walking archery, which is sort of shooting arrows at like a golf course around, kind of walking around.
Wow.
And we do rock climbing. We have the largest on-site private rock climbing destination in the U.S. We have 35 climbs all up on our mountain that we own, and they start from beginner up to significantly more advanced. It's right. Not like climbing El Capitan or something, but it's, you know, it's real rock climbing, and we have really good credentialed guides, and they do a great job. So you don't just have to ride a horse. We think we're going to get you on one.
Yeah. One thing I like about it, Russell, also, is that you have your packages are so well situated, so well organized, that if you just talk to one of your people and say, hey, I want to go and do this and do that, they'll find a way, okay, this is a couple hours, right. We can do this at this time, we can do this at that time, and they set you up. Your staff does a great job of helping guests enjoy the fullness of the White Stallion Ranch.
Well, and I mean, it's one of the challenges, and you know, I'm not a tech guy. I mean, I you know, I'd have a flip phone if I could get one, but we even have an app because we have so many options now, and the days can be so full that people can whip out their smartphone and sign up for tomorrow's ride or e-bike or whatever they want to do. So we make it easy for them. It's not my world, but it's most people's.
So do you, these experiences, are there only available to people that are staying, or do you have locals that kind of want to sign up and maybe take part of one of the activities that you have?
So for the most part, the answer is it's for the in-house guests. We've been there a long time, and we've gotten a lot of, not local apparently, but a lot of national, international attention. So we do fairly well, and we really want to take care of our guests first. We do have an independent riding stable on property. It's a separate business, Tucson Mountain Stables, and people can come out and ride the exact same trails and do the exact same experience, just run by a different business. So there is riding available to anyone who wants to do it.
One of the things that I thought was really special, when the first time that we stayed, someone at the ranch told us that you fly a flag for your guests from whatever country they came from.
Right. Yes, we the big semicircle, we had to, pre-virus times, we had to add some more flagpoles because we were getting 8 and 10 people, wow. 8 and 10 different countries at any one time. I think when I drove out this morning, there were 6 flags up, and that, you know, that's and that's international time right now. We're going to see people from all over the world, and we're starting to see that kick back up finally.
That's good. I mean, for us, it's a lot of fun. The kids met people that were from other countries, and so that was fun for us to kind of get acquainted and find out, how did you land in the middle of Tucson in the middle of summer when it's over 100 degrees? What made you come here?
It's interesting. And, you know, circling back to, you asked if people can you do our activities if they're local, and there are affordable ways. We do something called Getaway Today, which includes, it's a bed and breakfast plus one included activity per day per person. So that's a good way to get a taste for especially the locals. And that's been one of the huge trends we've seen. And we're always glad to get the word out in Tucson because, as you pointed out, we're not well known for whatever reason. But locals are really coming our way, staycations, making their own trip easy. It makes sense.
So are those staycations primarily in the summer, or do you do those year-round?
No, we do it year-round, and we see it year-round. You know, and I, you know, I call anything from Arizona a staycation.
Yeah.
You know, I'll count Phoenix and all those areas.
Well, ours have both obviously been staycations, and we can't think of a better place to do that. And if you want to gift someone and not just a stay, but an experience.
Yes.
It is a great way to make a memorable experience for them. So we highly encourage you to give out those gift certificates. And I know that we'd gotten a text while we were there the last time, and my daughter-in-law said, hey, what are you guys doing? Do you want to head over? I don't know. She wanted to go to Wildcats or something. And we said, hey, what do you think about horses, come on out to the ranch. And you guys accommodated a short notice staycation. And they stayed longer than we did. They're like, when do we have to leave? Yes.
That's terrific.
They had a great time.
Well, thank you.
We're going to be going to break a little bit, but I want to talk a little bit, Russell, about the buildings and how the ages of the building, because they're beautifully maintained, how all the buildings are well maintained, and they're not just brand new. Those things have been there for a while. Talk about your staff, and I definitely want to talk about the food.
Okay.
We can't do that until after the break because that's a long question.
That's a good one. Well, you know, the ranch is 80 years old as a dude ranch, so most of the buildings are 80 years old or newer. The main lodge is the original ranch house, adobe. It's 120 years old. So most of the buildings, yes, they're very well maintained. My pathological brother, whose pathological attention to detail keeps everything just right.
Well, you're listening to Russell True, who is the owner of White Stallion Ranch. We have, in the last segment, we'll talk a little bit more about the White Stallion Ranch and tell you how to get in there and come and spend some time at the White Stallion Ranch here in Tucson. Hi, guys. Thanks for staying with the last segment of the show. You listen to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. And we're lucky to be joined by Russell True, who is the owner of White Stallion Ranch. We're going to stay on topic and talk a little bit more about the ranch, but I think Sandra has some things she wants to talk about.
You know, we were saying we have to talk about the food. So first of all, let's talk about the cost of it. The meals are so affordable and so reasonable, but you're not getting a discounted meal or a value meal. You guys just knock it out of the ballpark.
Well, I mean, thanks. And, you know, dude ranches are generally, and ours is included in that category, generally built around full package or what are called American plan rates. And so for the full package rates, the meals are included. And then for the getaway today or the bed and bed breakfast packages, the meals are extra. You know, there's four of us that are there, my brother, Michael, and his wife, Kristen, my wife, Laura, and myself. And so Kristen runs the kitchen. She came to us from Norway as a volunteer. My wife's English, and we imported our wives. So she runs that kitchen. She was a professional chef. And so an owner's hand is on everything that goes out. Mm-hmm. And she manages the menu, all the chefs that work for us. And, when you're running a dude ranch with essentially a captive audience, you've got to get it right.
Right.
Because you don't have an endless menu. You have several entrees, and breakfast is a full breakfast menu. But everything is what they get. So you really have to thread the needle, and you can't just serve steak, beans, and burgers. You know, it's got to be, and we do. I have a pretty good variety, and we try and keep from going too far out of the norm, you know, because that's going to lose some people as you head out to the edges.
With all the international stays, I'm sure that people want an American experience and a ranch experience. But still, there is a lot of variety. And I know I came in with some food allergies, and you guys were great to accommodate everything that we needed.
Well, and you're right, 100%. I think our Americans too, but certainly the international crowd, they want to get some good ranch food. You know, they're not looking for nouveau cuisine,
yeah.
And maybe somewhere else they are. But, you know, the food allergy thing, you know, if you just take gluten as an issue, is such a almost epidemic level, and you've got people that are vegetarians or some sort of version of that, and then all the food allergies, which I think is a growing problem for people. So I go in the kitchen, there's a wall where they put all those, and it looks like wallpaper. And so it's just another day at the dude ranch. You know, we're ready.
Yeah, no, you guys do a great job.
Yeah, and the thing about also, Russell, is your staff. Your staff has to be one of the most amazing people. You guys do a great job of hiring, because the people you have on that staff, not only from the people on the desk, but your hands, the cowboys and cowgirls you have on this ranch, everybody's just wonderful people.
Well, you know, people, your comment is common, thankfully. People say, you know, Russell, you're okay, but man, your staff is fantastic. You know, you did something right. Now run along. But the staff is amazing. And, you know, I heard Tony of Zappos Shoes years ago say, you know, people credit our company for customer service. It's not about that. It's about company culture. And I kind of stopped for a minute and I thought about it and I thought that's genius and that is what we have.
Yes.
And so, you know, a lot of our people are, we just had a chef retire literally 2-3 months ago. She was with us 59 years, first employee our parents ever hired.
Wow.
Judy Bellini, she babysat my brother and I and we're not young people. So, people like Judy and Brent Penrod and some of these people, Karen McChristian, and these people that have worked for us, Carol Moore, Lord knows, that have worked for us 20, 30 years, they create that company culture. And you know, if customer service and being happy at work and sharing you sort of a little bit of yourself with the guests doesn't work for you, okay. Run along.
I like that.
There's a lot of other places. And I think they self-select.
Right.
And, you know, I walk around and I just see happy people having a fun time meeting people from all over the world, all over the country, who are having fun too.
Is Reagan on the payroll?
And my daughter. So I'm a grandpa age father of a six-year-old. And my daughter is pretty amazing. Laura's in my daughter. She looks like her mother. Unfortunately, is much more like her than me, but yeah, she should be on the payroll.
Well, I'll tell you what, she is a rock star. She made our stay even that much better. We enjoyed meeting her. Didn't know that was your daughter, but she stole our hearts.
Well, thanks. She'll walk right up to people and say, "Hi, I'm Reagan True. Who are you?" And it doesn't matter if it's a 5-year-old or a 50-year-old, and she has a lot of fun, and you know, it's a real odd world you think about. She makes new friends every week, and whether they're adults or kids, and she gets really close to some of the staff, and some of them move on, and so she's at 6 years old already learning that you were talking earlier about change.
Yes.
There's change. She sees it every week.
Yeah, she had noticed that one of the horses had a small little injury, and boy, she left us in a heartbeat, went and ran in and made sure somebody was taking care of that horse. And she was advising us on, we went to the petting zoo and she's telling us what, you know, what animals like. And I mean, she was just a delight.
Very knowledgeable about your ranch. Very knowledgeable about your ranch. Yeah. To be 6 years old. Man, she's, I thought she was the owner.
Well, she would not disagree with
me. Well, and not only that, she's just adorable.
Yes.
On top of it all, she's beautiful, adorable, and just, added another layer of joy for our grandkids.
Yeah. Who were. Tell me some of the other features that you guys have that I know that sometimes you have a show after dinner. I mean, one time we had a person who does lassoing or...
Right.
Oh, man, that was great. You always have some kind of show.
We have something, and, you know, they're all subcontractors, right? Uh-huh. Because they don't work for us. None of us have any talent, so we have to go find some. And so we have some amazing folks. And you're talking about Luke Rollins, who does literally, I'm not exaggerating, people look at me. They don't look at me twice when they've seen the show. World-class entertainment.
Yes.
And whip-cracking, gun-spinning, and the signature act, all his rope tricks. And, you know, he's been on America's Got Talent. He's flown, he flies around the country to do shows. And we're just, you know, we here in Tucson are lucky. He lives here. So we get to see him out at the ranch. And otherwise, there's no way we could afford somebody at that level. Yeah, but other shows, we do astronomy with quite a nice telescope. We do line dancing. We have a couple of different cowboy singers that are really, really good, and people just, they come to see them. And desert shows, and our number one show still, 25 years later, is Phil Garcia's Critter Show, and he brings all the animals,
yes.
And he tells all the same jokes, and people would, and they're all good jokes, so if somebody didn't, you know, if he didn't tell one, someone's going to feel shorted. A funny guy.
Yeah.
Good show.
And before we have to finish out the show, I want to talk about the event space that you have.
Sure.
Because the views are amazing. A wedding, holiday party, you've got just a great place to be hosting events.
Well, the funny story, and so we'll condense it down to the punchline, is we live at White Stallion Ranch because my mother said to my father when he wanted to buy it, fine, if I can look at those mountains every morning when I wake up, I'll let you throw our lives away. So that's her quote. She was proud of it. And that is our view, and it is the Safford and Panther Peaks are jaw-dropping. They still, you know, especially when the sun lights them up, I still just am floored at times. So, yes, we do events. We work with resorts, locals. We do some weddings. We take them out to – we have three different desert sites that are really unique experiences, each of them.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's right next to the park. One's in the center of the ranch, and they all have the big views. A couple of them have real bathrooms and real facilities, and but still you're in the middle of the desert, and we keep it that way religiously. We do events on the ranch. We do outside meals. And so while that's not our core business, it's an important one.
Before we go, Russell, is there anything you want to say about the ranch, anything you want to add? I want to make sure that everything you're thinking about on top of your head gets out here on the radio.
Well, you know, if when I die, I want my headstone to say dude rancher, father, didn't screw up a great opportunity. And because, my brother and I got this great opportunity. But I'm a dude rancher first, and it's what I've done my whole life. And the Dude Ranch Association, which is coming up 100 years old, says it's all about the six H's: horses, hats, hospitality, heritage, heart, and honesty. And wow. Our family grabs those six H's with both hands. And, you know, there's a lot of them. You said it earlier. Tucson's full of amazing places. Mm-hmm. I would mention them, but I would feel bad because I forget one.
Yes.
But we know of them. And so we're in tall company here in Tucson. But we're not trying to be one of those. We're trying to be the very best dude ranch we can. There's another great one in Tucson, Tanque Verde. So we believe that we're just a really great dude ranch that keeps our guests front and center.
We want to thank you so much, Russell. Russell True is the owner of White Stallion Ranch with his brother, Michael.
And we want to thank our sponsors. We couldn't do this radio show without them. Indy Realty, Pioneer Title Agency, John Spur at Inspired Life Mortgage takes great care of our clients, Pillar to Post, and I'm missing one.
Indy Realty.
Indy Realty.
That was the first.
Yeah. Reach for the stars.
Yeah, make sure I know the commercials are running for Reach for the Stars. Please consider joining us at the annual gala. We'd love to see you there.